This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Here's something I did not see coming from a credit card company. Chase is launching a new online initiative called the Resource Center for Mindful Spending. Yes, mindful spending, not careless or profligate or extravagant, mindful. Chase says it wants to help customers take steps towards a better financial future at a time when most consumers tell them their personal finances are either the same or getting better. Michael D'Antonio is co-author of the book Spend Shift. Mr. D'Antonio, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be with you.
How skeptical should we be of this mindful spending program coming from a credit card company? Isn't it their job to get us to spend more?
Well, I think they may see their job as getting us to trust them first. And there is a feeling abroad, I think, of consumption driven by ideas beyond getting and having. So I guess if I were a credit card company or a financial institution, I'd be wanting first to connect with my customers, and this is a great way to connect to them.
Now, the Chase website uses this term, mindful spending, and people throw that term around a lot. What does it mean to you?
To me, it means almost going back to the time when people paid with cash. You know, when you had a wad of bills in your pocket, if you're lucky enough to have a wad of bills in your pocket, you could feel it getting smaller.
Right.
And I think that it's a way to reduce your own anxiety. You know, information is a great cure. I think it's better than Xanax.
Now, Chase says that 39% of us are spending the same or more than we did pre-recession. But, of course, that means that 61% of us are spending less. How do you read those numbers? What do you read into them?
I think they're very accurate. I think that people are taking pride in spending less. One of the things that we've discovered is there's a lot of pride in repair now and do-it-yourself activities. It's a great pleasure to be able to extend the life of something that you paid good money for.
But let me ask you this. Do you think that our age of hyper-consumerism is really over, or is it just that we've got post-recession fatigue, and once this all goes away, we're just going to go back to business as usual?
You know, I want to believe that the hyper-consumerism is on the wane. And one reason why I think it might be is this is most keenly felt among the youngest generation of adults. So maybe as the baby boomers go into retirement and live within their means, there'll be several generations of folks taking pride in living with less and feeling really, really good about it.
Yeah, I guess the flip side of that, though, Michael, is that a lot of those young people are, you know, they're being forced into this sort of frugality. They just, you know, they're not getting good jobs. They're either unemployed or underemployed.
I'm very much aware of that, you know, being the father of two people under 30 who are underemployed. And I don't think this is a happy thing. But there's a natural inclination in all of us to explain our lives in a way that makes it possible for us to be happy. So some of this is taking pride in what you can do.
Michael D'Antonio is the author of Spend Shift and most recently, The Athena Doctrine. Michael, thanks so much.
So good to be with you. Thank you.